This episode of Front Page Tech is sponsored by Tact.com. Tact is a great way to find the most relevant things trending online or to simply kill some time. Explore funny photos, viral videos, interesting articles, and engaging questions posted by other Tact users. In fact, I just used Tact to gather all of today's news stories. We want to thank Tact for supporting this community, and you can get started today by going to Tact.com. What's going on, guys? Welcome to Front Page Tech, the show that gives you all of the latest tech news from one geek. That's me to another. That is you. People, two things. Numero uno, I'm live streaming this once again to the few people that decided to watch this train wreck live. And then number two, there's no news today. There's like four stories. It's not good. The show's never really good, but today in particular, it's really not good. I'm going to give you the chance right now to go ahead and just close the video. Just leave. Burn it all down. Move away. That's fine. I understand. But if you do want to watch this pile of shit, let's do it together. News. Do you remember the self-lacing sneakers from Back to the Future? If you do, then you might have been paying attention to the fact that late last year, Nike made a real pair of self-lacing sneakers and they gave them to Michael J. Fox. And that seemed to be it. Woo, Nike made them. But what if you could buy them? Nike just announced the HyperAdapt 1.0 real-life self-lacing sneakers that will be available to consumers. Basically, how they work is they have a sensor where your heel goes, you put your foot in, your heel hits the sensor in the shoe, and boom, they self-lace, just like that. I assume it's just like that. We don't really know exactly when they'll be available, but Nike says this year. So, people, shoes that work, even if you don't have hands, coming this year. Twitter has just rolled out a brand new update for Windows 10 as well as Windows 10 phones that finally gives you features that everyone else has had for so goddamn long. Number one, moments, which give or take, no one cares. Number two, gift support, group chat, as well as the ability to mute users and tweets. And they even give you a dark theme. Now, I haven't really used the Twitter app on Windows 10 for the main fact that it is shit. It sucks. So hopefully with these new updates, it'll be more usable. I totally love the dark theme implemented. And also, the Windows 10 app that I'm seeing, or at least Windows 10 phone app for Twitter, looks a lot better than the Android Twitter app. So can we handle that? Twitter, can we do that? Please? Thank you. For this next story, you're going to need to know what a web crawler is. In this case, Google's web crawler called Googlebot. If you don't know what it is, I'll quickly explain it. So basically, Googlebot's job is to index pretty much any and every site on the internet. It will automatically go to websites, test them, index them for search results. Boom, done. Well, Googlebot also has a mobile version of Googlebot that goes out and tests mobile websites. But Googlebot, when testing a website, doesn't show up as Googlebot. It shows up as iOS 8.3. However, that is all about to change starting on April 18th. So instead of Googlebot showing up as an iPhone running iOS 8.3, instead it will show up as a Google Nexus 5X running Android 6.0.1. Interesting. The fact that this is Google we're talking about, and it was showing up as an iPhone running iOS, and it wasn't Android the whole time. Cool, I guess. Something to note here is that next time that Google or Apple brags about how many people are using or accessing the internet from their phones, we should keep this thing in mind. A couple weeks ago, we all saw Twitter become more like Facebook. So instead of showing tweets in chronological order, instead, its algorithm determines what it thinks you want to see the most. So Facebook does it, Twitter does it, and now Instagram's about to do it. Instagram is basically stating that at this point, most Instagram users miss 70% of the photos posted in their feed. So they want the 30% that most users are going to see to actually matter and be relevant to them. So an algorithm is being put in place based on who knows what that will actually show you what Instagram thinks is most relevant to you, show you the most important photos that it thinks you would like to see. Now, this is not rolling out to everyone. They're only going to be testing this right now with supposedly a single digit percentage of users. So if you're one of those people, have fun testing that. And if it goes well with those users, then it will officially roll out permanently. But we do not know when, how, or if. I'm sure we'll keep you updated on this show. I don't want this. It doesn't surprise me. Keep in mind, Instagram is owned by Facebook, so blah. I'm not shocked. What do you think? Let me know in the comment section below. It's now time for Ask FPT, the segment of the show where I take one question from you and I answer it for you. Today, we're going to try something a bit different. I took a question from the people that are actually watching live. I stood here a couple minutes ago and said, hey, ask me questions, and they all asked in chat, and I picked one. Here it is. The Sound of Tech asks, would you ever go back to an iPhone? That's actually a really good question. So for those of you that pay attention, you know that I've used iOS for years and years and years. And very recently, I made the switch to Android using a OnePlus 2, and I freaking love this phone. Would I switch back to an iPhone? Yeah, I'd be willing to, but probably not anytime soon. I love Android so far, and I love experimenting with Android. I know exactly what to expect with iOS with an iPhone. It's a great phone, great ecosystem. I would definitely recommend iPhones still, but I also know what to expect with Android. I'm okay with the quirks, and I love it so far. So, in the near future, no, I won't switch back to an iPhone. Will I do it sometime in the future? Maybe, probably someday. Maybe, I don't know. And that's the show. If you liked it or learned anything, make sure you hit that subscribe button down below. Thank you to the people that watched live. This is the second time trying this, so if you're interested in seeing the behind-the-scenes process, let me know in the comment section below. And if you did happen to watch live, what'd you think? Comment section below as well. You can follow us on Twitter, bam, right there, and I will see you guys on Friday. Peace out, suckle bitches. What?